34. As I held the frozen spike of overwhelming darkness, I couldn't help but smile. Part of me had wondered if Mob would even help me, and now that she had, I wondered what the price of this item would eventually be. After all, every deal I'd ever made with the Fae tended to end badly. Then again, if things went as I thought they would, Mob wasn't the one who I was worried about. No, it was her sister, Titania. See, while Mob had been relatively scarce in Terra Forma, her sister hadn't. She constantly showed up to fuck with you, especially if you inhabited a hot or dry world. Often, it was just asking for some kind of appeasement, items, sacrifices, general fuckery. But sometimes, well, sometimes, none of that would work, and she'd lay waste to the whole fucking planet, or turn the sun into a nova and incinerate everything, or, well, the list just sort of went on like that. Which is why I'd had some experience dealing with the Fairy Queen. See, I don't exactly take kindly to being extorted by assholes who like to bully others. While I wasn't sure exactly what was motivating the Fairy Queen to come here and grant the Orange's magic to come fuck up Thera's people, I was willing to bet I had something to do with it. Whether that was because I'd been gifted powers by Mob remained to be seen. But either way, I was putting a stop to it now. If I didn't, she'd just keep hurting people until she got what she wanted. And if I knew anything about the Queen of the Summer Court from Terra Forma, what she wanted was my death. That's where the spike came in. Titania, after all, was a being of summer, of heat, fire, light, and all that entailed, because she had been forged in the heart of Fae's Forge, and all that nonsense that didn't much matter in the real world or the game world. What did matter, however, was that in Terra Forma, she had been weak to ice magic and dark magic. Now, I had a weapon of pure ice and darkness. It should do the trick. Assuming, of course, I could actually get to the Fairy Queen. To do that, I needed to find her. Any luck? I asked Queenie over the link.
Yes, Master, Queenie acknowledged. Thera was able to secure knowledge quickly. We are now at the weapons hut preparing for war.
Oh, that was fast, I said, as I headed in that direction. And as I approached, I saw Thera standing there covered from head to toe in blood.
It did not take long at all, Master,
the Ant Queen continued in my head.
When they refused to tell us how they had gotten here, Thera sliced open the leader's belly and spilled his entrails to the floor, then waited in silence as he died in a mess of his own blood and guts. It was glorious.
Queenie bristled excitedly as I approached, then switched into words, since I was now close enough to hear her speak.
Then she asked the others if they would like to live or die.
They chose to live, Thera shrugged.
It was a completely unforeseeable turn of events, to be sure. She nodded back toward the holding tent. Who would have thought they'd given up the location of the mysterious fire giver so easily when faced with certain and painful doom?
Let me guess, the fire giver was kind of a bitch?
I laughed.
Yes, Thera nodded. The Oranges are as much a slave to her as they are helping her. It seems she ravaged a great many buildings and boats and burned a good deal of their stored food. Then, she demanded their assistance in destroying us.
She sighed. I would probably have taken her deal as well before I saw my people scorched and burned.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a pressing argument.
I looked at the sky, somewhat frustrated. But that means that we shouldn't just recklessly slaughter the oranges. I turned back to Thera. After all, they're not doing this of their own free will.
Denno spat.
Everyone has a choice. They chose to fight us rather than the Firebringer, so they deserve their deaths.
It is not always so easy to make certain choices, Thera said, as she put a hand on Denno's shoulder. As I said, in their situation, I may have done the same.
Right, well, I'm sure it will be fine, I said with more confidence than I felt. Once we beat the Firebringer, everything will be okay.
Do you really think it can be done? Thera said as she turned to look at me.
Thera has offered you a quest. Defeat the Firebringer. Would you like to accept? Yes or no?
It wasn't even a choice. I accepted the quest and then nodded to Thera.
I don't know if it can be done, but I'm sure as hell going to find out.
I felt my face grow grim and determined.
So, where is she?
Far, Thera frowned.
She has made her home in the great volcano far, far to the east. That is where we are likely to find her.
She paused.
It is also likely why the oranges were the ones to make contact with her. They revere the volcano as a god.
A god that tells them to loot and plunder the forests, because otherwise everything would be turned to ash.
Denno's words made me frown deeply.
Titania had to have known that when she showed up, that the oranges saw the volcano as a god. And it would be easy enough, especially given her power, to convince them she was, in fact, their god.
I sighed. This was going to be annoying at best. Then again, I myself was a god, and I sure as hell could kill a fairy masquerading as one. Besides, if I'd learned anything from humanity, killing gods was our specialty.
How far is it?
I asked, as I turned to the east and found I couldn't even see a volcano. That did not bode well.
Several days' walk from here, Thera replied. But do not worry, for we will come with you.
She looked me in the eye.
After all, the oranges are still feathered, and they require aid.
I should have replied to her, but all I could do was think about what she had said, because it meant Titania had set things in motion before I had come here. And as I thought about that, I realized that she must have been the one to force open this portal. That was bad. Double bad, even, because it meant that there might be many more traps waiting for us before we got to her. Still, I had to fight her, had to take her on. If I didn't, well, I wouldn't be able to live with myself, especially after what she had done to not just Thera's people, but the oranges as well. There was just one other problem. I wasn't actually sure how to, well, hit Titania. Theoretically, my spike would take her down, but I was worried that in a direct confrontation, she would just use her superior speed and strength to stop me. When I'd killed Queenie in the dungeon long ago, we'd been about the same speed and strength, so a bit of quick movement had allowed me to take her down. Titania wouldn't be that way. It would be more like those fights in The Flash, where everything looked like it was in slow motion to him. That's when I remembered what Mob had said. She had told me to check the Accords, and that had been a curious piece of advice. I quickly opened my link back to the halls of research and reached out to whoever was available. Thankfully, Veronica picked up a moment later.
What's up, Garrett? Do you need some rocks examined?
Veronica said with a giggle.
"'Cause if so, I'm your gal.
Actually, I just need someone to access the database and pull up something for me. Can you do that? I asked, as I tried to remember what Mob had told me.
Oh yeah, that's no problem at all. Let me just pull it up.
There was a pause.
Okay, I'm ready. What do you need?
I need you to open the Fairy Accords. There should be a copy, hopefully. If there wasn't, I wasn't even sure of how to acquire one. Jane, maybe?
Hmm,
Veronica said after a moment.
There technically is one, but we cannot access it.
There was another pause.
Oh, well, I guess we can, but it costs money.
She told me a number that hurt my soul.
That's highway robbery,
I squeaked as I saw all my earnings from the Amorphe dungeon go up in smoke.
Why is it so much? Well, apparently, it's licensed via the Court of the Cold and Dark. For some reason, we do have access to the Dark Fairy Queen's library, but every book we check out comes with a price. Though once we get it, we can check it out again for free.
Veronica sighed. What do you want to do?
Just get a copy, I grumbled.
Then look up page 3248, then find paragraph 8 and read me sentence 3.
That's very specific. Give me a second.
Veronica did some typing I could hear over the comm.
Okay, I've got it here. This is a section about champions. It says, and the Accords, written into magic itself and stained with blood of the royal queens, decrees as such. Should a queen move against a champion directly, should the champion so wish, the queen will be required to lower her strength to a level commensurate to the champion's strength. Then it goes on to describe stuff.
There was a pause, and I got the impression Veronica was reading silently.
I guess all you have to do is to let the fairy queen in question know you want her to do it.
She sighed again.
That seems a bit ridiculous.
I agree, but that's the Fae. They are very capricious and chaotic,
I mused as I thought about it.
If I could let Titania know somehow that I wanted to face her as Mob's champion, then she'd have to drop her level down to my own.
That was interesting.
Is there like a command phrase or something?
Not as such, but there's a reference to another page. Give me a second.
There was another pause as Veronica presumably looked it up.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, there are a couple of challenge phrases in the index. Apparently they aren't required, but it says something about how the meaning of these phrases has no ambiguity, as they have been agreed upon by the royal houses of both light and dark. Does that mean anything to you? Because it just sounds like nonsense to me.
I'm actually following it, I laughed. What's the challenge phrase referenced?
The knight of respective court wishes to take the queen of respective court,
Veronica replied.
There are two examples given, so I'll just read them to you.
Sounds good, I said.
The knight of the court of the cold and dark wishes to take the queen of the hot and bright.
She paused to take a breath.
The knight of the court of the hot and bright wishes to take the queen of the cold and dark.
Thank you, I said when she'd finished. That's perfect, actually.
Hopefully it was worth all that gold.
Veronica sighed.
That was a lot of money.
It was, but it was worth every last penny. Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, If you'll excuse me, I have some very interesting rocks to look at.
With that, Veronica signed off.
Well, I said, as I turned back to everyone else,
I think I know how to stop the Firebringer now.
We just need to get to her.
Then we should leave soon, for it will be a long journey wrought with danger and peril, even for someone as strong as you, Garrett,
Thera said.
I will have a caravan of supplies prepared.
Thanks, I replied. But there is no quicker way? I'd hate to put out the village so much.
There is not. Unless you could somehow avoid the jungles, rocky mountains, and the dangerous predators along the way.
Thera shrugged.
Do you have a way to do that?
I didn't. But I still thought about it. And as I did, I looked up at the sky and saw something that might just make things a little easier.
So, out of curiosity, how far away is it as the crow flies?
I said, as an idea I really, really wanted to try popped into my head.
A crow is a type of, well, flying bird. Because that would avoid all danger, yes?
It would definitely be much faster, Thera said, as she puzzled over the question.
Mostly because we would not have to traverse the dangerous terrain or have to deal with wild beasts.
She stared at me for a long moment before turning her attention to Queenie.
But I am unsure how we would manage such a trip unless Queenie can carry us all.
I could not carry everyone,
Queenie confirmed.
But I will try if that is what Master wishes.
Nah, I waved my hand dismissively as I pointed toward the flying creatures in the distance.
But I bet those could carry us.